Well, the Belarusian dissidents, whose arrest last month after their commercial flight was forced to land, have been moved from a harsh KGB prison to house arrest in Belarus. But that incident is far from over. The U.S. and other Western countries accuse Belarus, a Russian ally, of hijacking a Ryanair flight using a phony bomb threat so they could arrest Roman Protasevich and his girlfriend Sofia Sapega. The two now face charges that could mean years in prison. They are part of the opposition to hardline Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko, claiming he stole last year's election from Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, who's been living in exile ever since. She's calling on Belarus to release its political prisoners, including her own husband. And Svetlana joins us now on Skype from neighboring Lithuania. And first, your thoughts on news that Roman Protasevich, the main target of the airplane grab, and his girlfriend are under house arrest.
Yes, they were brought from KGB prison to house arrest. But I have to say that house arrest is not freedom. It's just another type of imprisonment. Roman and his and Sofia are controlled. They are surveilled by KGB. It's not the freedom we want them to be.
Yeah. Well, and we mentioned your husband. We should remind people he was the candidate for president, the opposition leader, when he was arrested a year ago. You stepped in and took his place, became the candidate. Most Western countries agree that Lukashenko, who's sometimes called Europe's dictator, rigged that election. You're now in exile. Your husband's going on trial. Have you been able to communicate with him at all?
No, for more than 1 year, I haven't had any communication with Sergei. We can communicate only through the lawyer. And on the first day of so-called trial in prison, I saw shots from the trial. And I'm really glad that I had the opportunity to see him, because I'm really glad that he hasn't changed. Mm-hmm. He's so strong. He is so brave. And we really don't know what's going on during these trials, because, you know, the lawyer only can say about his physical and moral state, and he keeps rather well.
Well, after Belarus forced that flight carrying Roman and Sofia last month, the EU, the U.S. and Canada announced coordinated sanctions against President Lukashenko's government. He accuses Western governments of a conspiracy against Belarus. He's promising retaliatory measures. But do you think the sanctions are having an effect? What else, or what instead, would you want to see the U.S. and other Western countries do?
You know, first of all, I'm really grateful to democratic countries, EU countries, the USA and Canada and the UK for joint position about Belarus, for clear messages that the USA in particular will stand for values, for democracy. And we are grateful to President Biden that he raised the question of Belarus during the meeting of G7 summit and with Putin. But I have to say that sanctions are not a silver bullet, but this is the leverage that can help to stop violence.
Look, Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, there are other dissidents on trial with your husband, journalists, other leading opposition candidates. Lukashenko's government suppressed protests after last year's election, which most Western countries agree was rigged. I'm just wondering, as you are in exile, what your thoughts are on watching what's happening here in the United States. We have former President Trump, who just this past weekend, once again, claimed that our last election was rigged, was stolen from him, even though that's a lie. That's not true. In your country, there's agreement that it was true. What do you see as you watch this false mirroring happening here in the United States?
You know, the USA is a democratic country, and no, I'm sure you have proofs that elections were fine, and we have proof that our elections were rigged. And we have to stand to defend, to fight for our right to elect whoever we want. And, you know, it's easier to prove this in the USA because you are democratic.
You know, I'm wondering if you're also thinking, you don't know from stolen elections, you know, we genuinely had one. Svetlana, thank you so much. By the way, what do you do when you're in exile?
You know, my life now is a fight. Fight for political prisoners, fight against regime, fight against violence. I in constant dialogue with Belarusians who are fighting inside country. We inspire each other, and everybody does what he or she can. Sometimes it's very little, but it's so important because the situation is awful, it's painful, it's devastating in Belarus, and people are really frightened and scared by the level of repressions. People don't feel safe on the streets, in their houses. They can be kidnapped at any moment, and their relatives will not know for a couple of days where they are. And while everybody doing a little, 8 million of little is already an ocean of opportunities. And despite of this huge level of violence, people continue to fight as they can.
That's Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, exiled Belarusian opposition leader. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.